Hey friends, welcome back to Glow in the Chaos podcast, a space where faith meets real life and where we learn to see God's goodness even in the wild, messy, beautiful moments of everyday living. I'm so glad you're here. My name's Alyssa, I'm your host, and today I want to talk about something that feels so relevant in our world right now. Something you've seen on TikTok, Instagram, everywhere. Being an ambassador. Everybody wants to be a brand ambassador, whether it's skincare, beauty, fitness, digital marketing, or the latest Amazon finds. We love representing things we enjoy. We love sharing what works because it feels good to help someone else. But can I tell you something? Before any of these brands ever existed, before influencer culture, before affiliate codes, God already gave you the greatest ambassador role there is. I have a hard time saying that word today. I don't know why, and I'm so sorry, but it's still going to be powerful. That's okay. Think about what it means to be a brand ambassador. There, I got it. Yay. Okay, anyway, thank you, Lord. You don't have to convince someone you're perfect. You don't have to know everything. You don't need a million of followers. You just have to use the product, love the product, and share the product. That's it. You represent something you genuinely believe in, and people trust you because they trust your experience. So when we are an ambassador, what we're really saying is, I believe in this so much that I'm willing to attach my name to it. Dang. Okay. Now here's the plot twist. Listen to what 2 Corinthians 5:20 says. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us, meaning you are God's representative right where you are, not after you fix yourself, not when life gets easier, not when you have more time, more money, or more stability. Right now, right in this moment that you are standing in, every single moment, you already have the partnership. He already chose you for that role. You don't need a discount code. You carry his name. And here's the incredible part. When you represent Christ, you're sharing something that doesn't just make life prettier. It transforms hearts. It heals wounds. It brings peace into chaos. It restores hope where there was absolutely none. That's a whole different level of impact. So, what does being Christ's ambassador look like in today's world? It's not about being perfect. It's about being intentional. It looks like choosing kindness when the world expects you to snap. And trust me, friends, people do expect you to snap. A lot of times I think people are pushing you and they want you to snap. But that's not what we are going to do. Extending grace when someone doesn't deserve it. Because it's not for us to say who deserves grace. We have already been told we are to have grace unto other people. Like, that's not my... I am not the Lord. And for me to say whether or not somebody deserves grace, no. We just need to extend grace to everyone. Showing integrity in small decisions that no one sees. So these are those little moments when you have a chance to do something. This is like when you're a kid and mama says, don't take that extra cookie. Like, But then she leaves and she goes shopping and she left those cookies out. That's your time to make this little tiny small decision when no one is around to see it. I could take that cookie and no one would ever even notice, but I'm not going to because I have integrity. I'm going to show integrity. So leave that cookie alone. Have some integrity today. Being honest about your struggles and how God is meeting you there. Living with hope and not a fake smile, but an anchored confidence. A smile can mean so much. I see this all the time. When I walk into a room, and I'm going to use my husband for an example because, y'all, his smile, I can be in the absolute worst mood. And if this man walks by me and smiles, it lights up my world. Like, it just changes my whole mood. So I want to challenge you to try that. Everybody that you walk past today that you see, smile at. just try it because you will be truly amazed at how good it makes you feel. It truly just brings happiness. I do not feel like you can walk past somebody and smile and not get an enjoyment. So please try it. If you're saying through your life, I know a God who is faithful, let me show you what he's done. Just by living your life with Jesus at that center, or at the center, I'm sorry, you are influencing people more than you realize. Why does this matter so much right now? Well, in a culture where influence is literally everything, where being seen or picked can feel like everything, God is reminding us, you were chosen before you were born. You were appointed on purpose. You carry a message the world actually needs. When you think about it like that, being an ambassador for Christ is not pressure. It's an honor. And honestly, it's the most authentic, natural thing we'll ever represent. Because his love isn't something you just try on. It becomes literally who you are. So here's your gentle challenge for this week. Ask yourself, if I were an ambassador for Christ today, what would I share? Which you are. You are an ambassador for Christ today. So not if. Since you are, what would you share? Would it be encouragement, a prayer for someone, a small act of service, a testimony of what God carried you through this week, a moment of honesty where you point back to his faithfulness? You do not need a platform. You don't need a ring light. You don't need a perfect life. You have a story that God is writing, and that story alone is an invitation to somebody else. Think about how powerful that is. Something that you have walked through that was meant to break you and pull you down, that the Lord brought you through. Somebody else is walking through that, or somebody else is walking through something so hard, something that is just tearing them down. But then they look at you and they see that you did it. You got through it. And look at you now. That's God. They are seeing God through you. So think about how very important that message alone is. It's powerful, you guys. So as you step into your week, I want you to remember this. Influencers come and go. Trends fade. Brands crumble. But the impact you make as Christ's ambassador, that lasts for eternity. God chose you not to be impressive, but to be a vessel, a light, a representative of his heart to the world. And friend, you are doing better than you think. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. If this episode encouraged you, share it with someone who needs that reminder. And thank you just so much for listening to me ramble today. This message just really hit home for me. So I'm excited about this one. Keep glowing in the chaos, keep pursuing him, and keep walking boldly in the purpose that he has placed on your life. My chronic illness, friends, this is for you. There are people struggling right now that don't have their diagnosis, or that have their diagnosis and do not know what to do or where to turn to, and they're watching us. They are watching to see what we have done, how we have gotten through it, and they're learning, they're absorbing all of this culture, all of the influence that we see on TikTok. Think about how much more knowledge we have because of social media and because of influencers when it comes to things, I mean, just general topics, but chronic illness especially. Like, this has become so popular, I guess, for lack of better terms, because so many people are talking about it. So let's make sure that we are talking about the important parts, and we are arming our brothers and sisters in the Lord. We are arming them with all of the right tools and weapons so we can all keep being amazing warriors for our Lord, ambassadors for our Lord. Until next time. Keep glowing through the chaos.